of valor, a strong man, a man that is not deterred by negative vicissitudes of life, a man that is able to carry himself up even when he falls, a man that understands that failure is possible, but failure is not allowed to become a full stop for my life. A man that understands and appreciates that I can make mistakes in life. But my mistakes must make me a better person. And I learn from my mistakes so that it will not break me, but it will make me. He was a mighty man. The Bible said, but the same man, his mother was an harlot. Now listen to me. Because in this life, there are things you have. There are things you don't have. Now your blessing in life, your lifting in life, your elevation, it comes by the things you have, not the things you don't have. A wise man concentrate on the things he has in life, so that by them he will come to a point of favor. Because the gift of a man make room for him and brings him to the place of greatness. And so the Bible said, the man was a great man. He was a mighty man. But
now, so
his mother was an harlot. So the scriptures first speaks of his might before speaking of the disadvantage. Because there is no man on this earth that has it all. Everybody has a certain dent in life. But God, this is how God does it. To every weakness of a man, he compensates you with double strength, so that your weakness will not destroy you, but your strength will give you advantage. That is why when you meet a blind man, he will not have the eyes to see, but when you go closer to them, you see that they have sharp ears, that they can hear very well, because their eyes cannot see from afar. And because they have weakness in the eyes, God compensates with the strength of their ears. When you meet a cripple or a lame man, sitting on the floor, you dare not think that because their legs are weak, their hands are weak, when they take hold of you,
so
you will get to know that it is their legs that are weak, but their hands are not weak. Because for the weakness in their legs, God has compensated them with the strength of their hands. So to every weakness of a man, there is a double compensation. So the man was a mighty man, even though his mother was an harlot. And the Bible speaks of his might before talking about his mother. Because what I have must be highlighted even before thinking of what I don't have. You see, but because we are men, we always focus on the disadvantages of people, to the point that we don't see the good in them. Apa. So from two nipa bianiho. O nipa bianiho. Ya ya ka ne hunsem bone. Na ke yesi ye hwe ni yan ke ye hunu papa ba kumpo.
Oh. Jephtha.
Mighty man.
Brani.
Strong man.
What thing for?
Powerful man.
O to me.
But his mother
aso ne na.
And a man is not determined by the womb that gave birth to him.
A man
is not determined by who raised you. You are not determined by the father that gave birth to you. There is a certain divine purpose, the realization of which becomes the driving force and the capacity for a man to make positive motion. There is something written about
about me.
Bebi wo ha ye twra fa
in the volumes of the book.
Humani bo ebu.
I have come to do that which was written.
Mabasem be ye nia twro.
I am bigger, I am greater. I cannot be limited by the family I was born into.
Mesuma me krona me che busuam pa ye wo me to mu.
I am not a biological mistake or the product of a man and a woman that lack capacity to discipline their biological instinct. I am born on an assignment and I've been dispatched into a nation at a certain prophetic time to fulfill a specific prophetic agenda.
Menyam from so and nyam men nani meja so man hun omo so nhyesuonti and I'm ba in butaye binti and ya wo me atwasa si so se meye di osoro ahye ele ato ama me.
So you may call it a teenage pregnancy, unwanted pregnancy.
Moment me a friend and prewawo anempo ye funa na yam
pregnancy that came out of wedlock.
Anani free and poor brandy and worry money.
It is the act that is condemned by men.
And yet, you made the
and the product that came out of it was strategically positioned by God.
Now, so near free, won't bind your son, Cassan and Shishe.
His name is Jephthah.
Nidin and Yefta.
Bible said he's a mighty man.
Bible said not your brandy.
But the same man,
and so your papaya,
his mother is an harlot.
None in your German for.
Share. Share. A many pa and fire a could be a down and condemn.
Okay.
Ni anu ye mu bi no mu ya ye tete ye Kenya mi semu yi ya ngu ya to mission house wo
that be
we have gone through a lot in life
afamu abraboy mu.
We have touched a lot of abominable things. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for mercy. That in his predetermined counsel before times were appointed, he decided to use people that will not matter before men. So that the scriptures will be true that say,
take
the foolish things of the earth to confound the wise. What are the scribes? What are the disputers of this age? Na wonga wodi mo tu nyame so no. Ono no wa bon aboso. Jephthah.
Jephthah.
O je strong man.
Yeah.
That name ma me e go dwamanfo.
Mm.
So for Tronicy.
Mm.
Tronicy.